I have the most fun in life when I set goals and make consistent progress to achieving them. I started posting YouTube videos just giving advice to my younger self to achieve his goals, and it did well. It was really enjoyable for me, and I think it even helped other people too. So I've been thinking about making a series where I can take this one step further, where instead of just giving advice, I actually show you the thinking behind the systems I create, the strategies I use to make faster progress. Most of all, though, if I'm honest, I'm doing this for a selfish reason. I don't use the internet that much these days. I haven't been on social media for a while. I don't even upload these videos to YouTube myself. I send them to my family and they upload it for me. That means that I don't see your comments or views on YouTube or anything on Instagram, any news. I'm completely uneducated and ignorant to the latest trends. When I speak to young people, I don't even understand the slang they use nowadays. And I love to live life this way. The one thing I do like to consume is my own videos. And that probably sounds weird, but I just want to make videos that I keep rewatching myself. And so revolving this series around the theme of me achieving all my goals is fun because it means a lot to me. And I know a lot of people are just like me, and you might be obsessed with your goals too. The goals we set and the way we decide to achieve them, it's all unique, and there's something beautiful about that. But choosing the right goals and then choosing the right strategy to achieve those goals is crucial to a good life. Setting the wrong goal or taking on the goals given to you by someone else can lead you to waste years or even decades of your life living inauthentically. And having the right goals isn't enough. It takes real execution and discipline to achieve them. So let's get into my goals, and I split them up into three categories: work, love, health, and fitness. Now, I'm a content creator, but I see myself more like an educator. Like, I like to make more educational content that actually teaches some valuable lessons to anyone who watches my content compared to just making entertainment brain rot. So my big goal for YouTube is I want the 10 million subscriber diamond plaque. The silver plaque that you get for 100k subscribers and the gold plaque that you get for 1 million subscribers are just so iconic, and they're so motivational to reach for. And I already have my gold plaque. I have like 3 silver plaques for like the random channels that I have. But getting to 10 million would just be insane. Like, that would be probably my most proud achievement. Now, of course, that's going to take a very long time. So my goal for this year is to hit 2.5 million subscribers. I really want to burst through the plateau that I've had on this channel. And this is probably my biggest goal right now. And you can help with that if you just click the subscribe button. It's free, by the way. I also want 100k subscribers on my new podcast for influencers and content creators. I made this new channel on YouTube. There's also a Spotify where basically I just give advice to other people who want the same kind of business as me. And I just started it, so it's only got like 2,000 subscribers right now. But I really want to get that to 100k subscribers this year. For the love category of my goals, the long-term mission is to have a loving, happy, healthy family. And there's a few goals to achieve that. The first one is to have a healthy love life, to navigate the challenges of a long-term relationship, finding the right person to be with, and then communicating well, keeping things exciting, and really being a team. Another goal for the future is to become a father and to have happy, healthy children. And the final goal for this category is to continually improve my relationship to my family and my friends, because there's some research that shows that loneliness actually decreases your health span more than smoking does. You know how there's a no smoking sign in almost every building in the world? Well, there should probably be a stop being lonely and make friends sign too. Finally, for the fitness category of my goals, the big mission, I'm just going to say it the way that I'm thinking, is I just want to get fit and strong as fuck. And this will come down to my physique, strength, endurance, martial arts, mobility, and sleep. So here's some specific goals that I want. I eventually want to get a sleep score of 90 using a device called the Aura Ring. It's like a ring that tracks your sleep accurately. For the average sleep score of this year, my goal is 80, because in the previous years it was actually below 70, and just last year I got it to around 73. And this sleep score encompasses so many metrics like hours slept, regularity, restfulness, which is actually always low for me, so I really got to fix that, and so many more metrics, so it's a great score to track. Sleep is the best thing you can do for your health, and many of us want better sleep, but life can just get in the way. We've got school and work and then fitting everything inside, your social life, gym, leisure time. But good sleep literally just makes you better at everything you do. In your work, fitness, socializing, you'll be more charismatic and smooth. You know those days when you fumble when speaking to people? It's usually just because you went to bed late the last night. So imagine how good your life can be when your sleep is really, really dialed in. The second goal for my fitness is 10% body fat. The average person is overweight with a body that they're ashamed of. Being lean personally makes me really proud of myself, so I want to get lean, but most importantly, I want to stay lean. I'm already pretty lean, but for me personally, this is like my comfort zone. I want to push to 10% body fat, which is more like being shredded, and that will require the next level of discipline from me. For the third goal, we'll just call it like moving better. It's not so specific, but I just want to have like a better movement pattern. I see some people who have such flexible, mobile bodies, and I really want that. Like, I bet it feels so good to be in their body. For me personally, I'm like stiff and tight, and my joints hurt, and I just feel heavy on my feet. So I significantly just want to improve my mobility and my movements. And the final goal for my fitness is just general athleticism. I just want to be strong in the gym, and I want to get better at martial arts. By the way, these goals are subject to change. Life happens, and then you realize something you worked hard for isn't even important anymore, or your priorities change. So these are just my goals right now, but I'm happy to stay flexible and honor my ever-changing interests as I go through life. So this is episode 1 of this new series. In episodes 2, 3, and 4, I'll bring you up to scratch in my life under the topics of work, love, and fitness. So those episodes are perfect for anyone who's new to my channel. But then from episode 5, it will be brand new things that even my biggest fans have never seen about me, and even some things that I wouldn't usually show. I'll be giving you the most intimate access to my life while still maintaining some healthy boundaries so that you can see the ins and outs of goal setting and achieving. And just one last thing, as I said, I would love to have 2.5 million, and I wish you can help me with that. So subscribe today and we can have 2.5 million members in our community. And I'll see you in the next episode.